Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Of what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So most of you all, I'm sure, have heard by now, but I was in a terrible car accident last week. It was Thursday afternoon at about 5 o'clock, and I was just driving down a street in my neighborhood, both hands on the wheel, and I had my schedule all planned, was going to get my car, I was going to vacuum it out so I could pick up some guests to take them to dinner. And all of a sudden, I was hit by two teenagers in a big black truck that just veered right into me. I saw a massive, big black thing, and then I was looking at a deflated airbag, and I had the horrible neck pain, and my car was smoking. I went from being very self-sufficient and busy and doing everything I thought I needed to do to being completely and utterly helpless. Tears were streaming down my face, and all I could say was, "I'm really scared about my neck." There's an amazing book that came out recently. It's called The Road to Character by David Brooks. Mr. Brooks describes two different kinds of human virtue. One kind he describes as the resume virtues, the things that we pursue in life that we could put on a resume, the things we accomplish, the things we feel good about, the things we do. So there's the resume virtues, and then Mr. Brooks talks about the eulogy virtues. In other words, you may have a really impressive resume, but when you die, when someone stands up who loves you and is going to say something about you, what are they going to say? Whatever that is, those would be your eulogy virtues. Or Brooks differentiates it also in this way. We can spend our lives pursuing our resume and call that Adam 1. Adam 1 is the impressive person who looks good on paper. Or we can think about developing Adam 2, our eulogy virtues, the way that we love, the moral character of our inner lives, our devotion to God. It may not show up on paper, but who do you really want to be? A week ago Thursday, when I was in that car accident and I became completely helpless, it gave God this amazing opening in my life to show me His majesty. I was surrounded by angels. A man in a business suit was driving behind the teenagers, and he stopped, and he called my husband, who came immediately with my boys. The ambulance got there. Some woman who was walking by brought me a drink of water. The ambulance drivers were so wonderful. I was shaking and crying, and they kept saying, "That's okay, honey, just cry," and then they'd tell me a joke, and I'd start to laugh, and then I'd hurt. I got to the emergency room, and there are my boys right around me, and the doctor was so sweet. She told me I was her favorite patient because I kept getting Motrin and morphine mixed up. And then there was you. I was reminded about what church really is. You see, I spend a lot of time organizing meals for other people or making sure that somebody's getting to the hospital. My bedroom, it looked like a florist shop. The smell was incredible. People cooked. Even though I told you didn't need to, a woman sewed a neck pillow that's full of rice, and you put it in the microwave and it warms up and you can put it around your neck. On Wednesday, one of our healing ministers put her hands on my back and prayed for about 5 minutes, and I haven't had any pain since then. Oh, and my shepherds, they told me that they don't do laundry and they don't clean, but they made a mean rotisserie chicken. So they brought two big rotisserie chickens. And the cards that I got surrounded by God's love through you. Jesus is trying to tell us about how God works today. And there are no words, because he's trying to explain something that is so far beyond our understanding that the only thing he can do is use images and parables, descriptions from nature, which is such a gift, you know, because now whenever you look at a tree or a plant, you should look at it as an icon. Let it remind you of Jesus' words about God. Jesus says that the kingdom of God, the domain of God, the presence of God, is like when someone scatters seeds on a field. And then the guy who scatters the seeds, all he does is he goes to bed and he wakes up, and then he goes to bed again and he wakes up again, and he just lives. And the seeds start to grow. And there's this really beautiful phrase in the middle of that little parable, that first parable in your gospel passage. And it says that the seeds grow and he knows not how. In other words, this man plants these seeds and it's God that makes them grow and he doesn't do a thing. He doesn't add fertilizer. He doesn't sing to the plants. All he does is let them grow. Sometimes I wonder if in the spiritual life we need to learn how to let God do his work. Because sometimes it's when we're at our weakest that God does the best stuff. And although we're sometimes called to action, there are other times in which we are just called to watch as God makes things grow in our lives. And there are times when we can even overfunction and get in the way of what God is doing. JD and I have been spending time at this L'Arche community. I've told you about them before, a community of special needs people here in Jacksonville. Yesterday, we went to a beautiful lake for a little party with them. And there's this woman, Joy, who is always in a wheelchair. She can't walk, but she really wanted to get into the water. So we pushed her wheelchair down to the edge of the water, and two assistants got on either side of her, and they just said to her, "Just lean into us, and we will help you walk." And I went behind, just in case she would fall or something. And I noticed that when Joy tried too hard, when she started getting scared or stiff or tried to walk, she started to fall. But when she leaned into these young men and trusted them, she could walk. And she made it into the water, and the smile on her face, it just made my day. There are times that we are called to just lean in to God and let God take care of you. There are times when God is asking for us to simply plant the seeds and then watch. Watch. God is doing all kinds of stuff all around you all the time. If I hadn't been hit by that car, I would have missed out on all these things that God has done for me. It was almost like I just needed to be helpless for a while. In our greatest weakness, sometimes God is strongest. I think about Jesus. As he moved towards the crucifixion, he did less and less. He simply allowed what was supposed to happen to him to happen. And it was the best thing that he ever did. Through the hardest thing, all he did was trust in God. At the end of the parable, the man who sows the seed finally does do something. After the seeds have grown up, and he watches them and he's looking at them, when they're ready, when the grain is fully matured, then he takes his sickle and he cuts it down and he makes bread. and he eats. Maybe all that God asks of us is to watch what God is doing, and when it's ready, to partake of it. You know, Adam won your resume virtues. That's all a myth. Adam one doesn't exist. We are all disabled. The only difference with my friends at L'Arche is that they wear it openly. They can't hide it. Whereas we try to hide our disabilities and our helplessness. And we pretend that we're self-sufficient. But sometimes we just need to let go and not be self-sufficient anymore, and lean in and allow God to feed us. Maybe life is not so much a problem to be solved as it is a mystery to be witnessed. And maybe the best prayer we can just say is thank you. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith by saying together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He has been made for the and the kingdom of heaven.
Almighty God, you created the heavens and the earth. Thank you for the gift of our lives, for our loved ones, for this community, and for this beautiful earth that we call home. We thank you for all of our blessings. I invite you to speak aloud your thanksgivings.
Okay, it's safety.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the nations of the earth, that we may come to respect and honor one another. We especially pray for the people of the Middle East and Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray together for the Middle East, using a prayer written by our own parishioners. Almighty God, lover and provider of peace that the world cannot give, you know our hearts, the hurt we harbor, and the sin of complacency. We ask you to grant everyone who lives in the Middle East the peace of God, which passes all understanding, and the freedom to live in love and harmony, so that everyone can seek your face and work for your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord,
who lives and reigns in peace with
you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray for the cities of this nation, that hatred and urban violence may cease. We pray especially for Baltimore, Ferguson, and our own city of Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Embrace the souls of those who have died. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you, Almighty God, to forgive all the mistakes that we have made, the things that we have done, and the things that we have neglected to do. Help us to become the people that you call us to be. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and by what we have left undone. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you into the life eternal. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to hold it up so they can find you. Welcome, everybody. We're so glad you're here. Welcome. Just keep it up high until they come. They'll find you, but it takes a minute, so keep that hand up. Thank you so much, Gregory. We've been having a wonderful time at 9 o'clock on these summer Sundays. We are cooking breakfast, and today some of the people from the 8 o'clock service cooked a wonderful, what was it, a blueberry something or other, but it was really good. We still have 3 Sundays where we need volunteers, so if you can gather a group of friends, it's really a fun thing to do with your family or friends to come in and fix something, and we're not picky. We love everything that you give us, so let Sue know in the back if you're willing to volunteer. There she is, to cook. We also have Messy Church, an interactive worship experience for all ages at 9 o'clock. And today we made little bird feeders that you could put peanut butter all over something and roll it in bird seed and bird and seed stuff. We did lots of seed stuff. Grown-ups, still very shy getting in there. I want more grown-ups. We have Wednesday evening classes going on as well. At 5:30 to 6:30, we're reading a wonderful commentary by Archbishop Rowan Williams about the Gospel of Mark. We also have Basic A at 6:30. And not starting this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, Carl Saxon will be teaching a class on developing your spiritual life also at 5:30. Speaking of Carl, please pray for him. He is with a bunch of teenagers on a pilgrimage. They will be back hopefully tomorrow, and I think everything's going well. There is an Altrea, which is a reunion for everyone who's done Curcio weekends, today at 5 o'clock at St. Paul's by the Creek. And Vacation Bible School is coming, July 20th to the 24th. This is from pre-K, anywhere early childhood to fourth grade. You can register online or print out the form from our website. You can get it at the back of the church. Let us know if you're going to be coming. It's in the mornings this year. So it's from 9 to 11 or 30 or 12, depending on whether you want to have lunch. And Dick and Mary Cardell, are they here? I haven't seen them. No, okay, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. They may have gone on vacation. We need to give thanks for them. Last but not least, I am very proud today to graduate some people who have done the EFM class. Do you all know what EFM stands for? Education for Ministry? These people have been gathering, reading, and studying about the Scripture and about God for 4 years. And they are going to graduate with my blessings now. I expect you to be leaders in this congregation and our teachers and our group facilitators now, because you are wise. So would you please come forward? There are six people who have completed the 4 years, and this is a lot of reading they do. Huh? Seven, that's right, seven people. And this is their mentor, Jay Wright, who has worked hard to teach all of them. So we're having the Dobsons over here, I think, right? Yes? Dobson, Coles, Dean. Yeah? There we go. I think we're getting in some kind of an order here. Yeah? Wisdom. Okay. On behalf of the University of the South School of Theology, because this is in fact a degree that they receive, and it's almost half a century old, this Education for Ministry program, and on behalf of the Diocese of Florida, and on behalf of St. John's Cathedral and its congregation, it gives me great pleasure to present you with your diplomas. James Dobson. Susan Dobson. Roland Coles, otherwise known as Brother Clement. Jack Meeks. Joanne Tredenick. Christine Wyrick. And Paul Hipschman. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, the creator of the universe, Jesus, our mentor and companion, and Holy Spirit, who sustains and guides us, bless these graduates of Education for Ministry who have studied the origins of our Judeo-Christian faith and followed its evolution as it is revealed in the Hebrew Bible, and who have meditated on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the beginnings of the mystical body of Christ, the Church, and who have followed that church through its continuing worldwide evolution with its progress and its missteps and its continuing efforts towards self-correction up to our own time, and who have learned what the visionary Thomas Berry called the new story, which is based on a cosmology that is made possible by modern science as well as faith, and who have embraced a vision of what being an authentic Christian means in this, the 21st century. Now bless each of them and the ministry each of them has chosen. May the Holy Spirit descend on them and fill them with the love of God and creation, and may the love of Christ shine out from them, and may the ever-changing creative force of the incomprehensible and ever-loving God be always with them and shape their lives and all their endeavors. All this we ask in your name, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, let us show our appreciation for each of these graduates and give them a round of applause. They are going to have a little reception in Ingram Lounge, and you can come in and congratulate them. And if you're interested in learning more about the program, they can answer your questions. God bless you guys. Remember to be generous with the church as our Lord has been so generous with us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, sun, the planets in their courses, and the fragile earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
We celebrate this.
Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this holy communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Accept these prayers, as Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, your church give honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God to you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and raised for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your minds and hearts in the knowledge of God and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of God the Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.